News Talk 790 KFYO. It's 9 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. We're going to go ahead and do it right now before we get to Mayor Glenn Robertson. You've been put on the back burner, sir.
I'm sorry.
I'm good with that.
But that's okay, because in the name of Barstools, we're going to be giving this away right now. We have been asking you to go by Level Sports at 1609 University for the past several weeks and sign up to win in the Man Cave giveaway, week number one. We gave away the Bristol Competition Dart Board and a couple of sets of darts. Last week, two-piece Texas Tech pool cue and carrying case. And this week, the, I guess we would call that the grand prize of the grand prizes would be two chrome bar stools with double T on the seat. Nice. Our winner is Clay Inger. Clay Inger, Lubbock. Congrats, Clay. If you know Clay, ring him up, wake him up, and say, hey, man, you won.
Cool. Congratulations.
We'll give him a holler here in a little bit and make sure that he's aware, but I'm sure his phone's about ringing off the hook now. welcome to the program, Mayor Glenn Robertson. How was city council meeting last night?
Well, I'm busy right now. I'm sending a text to City Hall for Laura Mack to try to get some spraying for mosquitoes done out around the amphitheater.
Thank you.
Let me finish this text, yes, and this we can get important. On with your story. This is all about Laura.
Yeah, thank you
all
very
right.
much.
Well, so how do you go about
See,
pulling
it pays
the
to
vector
know people.
Control? You know, I think what the deal is I think he's got tickets to the night's performance.
Yeah, that's probably it.
you know, I don't, but I hadn't left the studio yet.
Yeah, we open opening night tonight for Oliver, Love at Moonlight Musicals, at the Wells Fargo Amphitheater.
And, you know, I think the amazing thing, you told me there's three generations of Max in the show.
Yes.
You, your daughter, and granddaughter.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I love it.
It's our first time to all three of us do a show together, so we're very excited.
Good.
It's always madness at her house. Especially on rehearsal night. The morning after is the worst because she walks in all bleary-eyed.
That'd make a good title for a song.
Yeah, well, certainly. Okay, so tell us about the reschedule on the time. Who couldn't no longer stay up late?
Well, pretty much the whole council, with the exception of Councilman Klein. Of course, he's going off the council. But it's one of those deals that, there were a lot of reasons to do it. Number one, 6:15, we were making staff stay at City Hall from 5 o'clock when they get off, till literally 6:15 with not much to do, but stand around and wait on us to have a council meeting. That was an issue. I felt like it was really harder on citizens. We had a lot of citizens make comments that at 6:15 that, you know, they'd go home from work, get there, and literally just have to kind of turn around and go back. So this was an attempt to make it where folks that wanted to just come by and speak to us and citizens' comments could come sign up on their way home from work, speak, then go home and have the rest of their evening. And then the other reason is we were going to well past midnight sometimes. You're not going to get good policy making out of your elected officials if they're up there at, you know, 11:30, 12:30 at night trying to make decisions on hundreds of millions of dollars of budgeting items. And then, you know, we also have people that need to come present to us, and to make them wait till 10:30, 11 or 12 o'clock at night was getting a little ludicrous. So we're going to try this. We're moving it up an hour. Going to start at 5:15. That'll, you know, it won't get us out of there at 7 o'clock, but it sure hopefully will get us out of there before 10 o'clock.
Now, here's an idea. You might get a little bit better public response if you had a snack bar and a cash bar in the lobby.
Yeah, but could you imagine? I mean, the comments are sometimes vile enough. If we put them on alcohol, I just can't imagine where it would go.
Not a good idea. Yeah. Now, why 5:15, though? Why not 5:30?
Yeah, well, why not 5:16?
It was a... it was an hour earlier. It just we had literally started at 6 when we started this. When I made the push for night meetings, we were going to do it at 5:15, and Councilman Klein had a radio show at that time that wasn't over with till 6, and the only way he would get on board and support it would be if we pushed it back till 6:15 to where he could get there. So that's what we did. That's how we ended up with 6:15. Councilman Klein, of course, no longer has that radio show, and now he's going off to council, so it's
Councilman Klein is no longer Councilman Klein.
Well, he's got two more meetings.
He is.
There'll be, yes, that he'll have one more regular scheduled meeting, and then he'll be there for the, when we have to count the vote, when we have to canvass the vote. So there'll be two more meetings he'll have as a councilman.
Okay. Now, so I guess the 15 minutes after the hour just, that was so he could get off at 6 and make the meeting.
Right. And 5:15 was literally to make sure that folks, that most people, the majority of people get off around 5 o'clock, and we thought this would give them time to get down to City Hall, get signed up to speak if they want to speak.
Okay. It's kind of an oddball way to go about it, but okay. that's the way we've been doing it for, what, 2 years now?
About a year and a half. And, you know, when we did that, we kind of said it was an experiment and that we would tweak it. And it's time that we tweak it.
All right. It's 7:15. Good morning. It's 7:21. Back with Mayor Glenn Robertson after Lay City Council meeting last night. Okay, so you move the City Council meeting time to 5:15 because it's moved up a little bit earlier. And I know that originally that 6:15 time came in there because Councilman Klein had a radio show that wasn't over till 6, so he couldn't zip over there till 6:15. But because you're moving it earlier, are you going to reorder or restructure the logistics of the meeting?
You know, I have the gavel, which means that I can literally choose the order of the meeting as we go. We'll keep the structure the way it is, with the exception that work sessions, which we a lot of times take up an hour or two, especially if they're very detailed, in-depth work session, I'm going to start moving those to 1 o'clock in the afternoon to where we'll do our work sessions from 1 to about 2:30. We'll have executive session from 2:30 till about 5, and then we'll start open session at 5:15. And by doing that, I think that there'll be a lot of times we should be able to get out of City Hall by 7:30 in the evening.
Now, Laura, I think this is called, isn't it the consent agenda when you guys go in there and you're voting on all the stuff? And then what?
Yeah, consent agenda will be routine items that we typically won't discuss, and there may be 30 or 40 items on there. And the council will have an opportunity to pull items from that list that they want to discuss, and then we'll have one motion to approve all the other. And that really speeds the process up.
Well, I wonder, is this a situation where do you have to offer the opportunity to the taxpayers to speak about those items, or are these things that can be moved into another session?
You know, we do not have to offer citizens' comments. We choose to, and this council feels like it. I mean, we feel like it's important enough. We moved the meetings from daytime to evening meetings, you know, almost 2 years ago. So we will continue that. I don't see, you know, the majority of this council, I'll put it that way, want to continue to be very transparent.
Laura, I was wondering if the Save Our Street people were out in force last night because, you know, the Omni building and all that stuff is still going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're still under litigation about all that with the owner of the building.
There were 8 to 10 of the folks last night of Save Our Street there wearing their shirts. They're very active. They're very involved, and they're very passionate about trying to push us into solving a problem. You know, the message, and I hope they're hearing it, is we're literally doing everything we can at this time. We're having to follow our legal advice, and we are in the midst of litigation, so that really handcuffs you on what we can and cannot do.
You know, I think, but because it takes so long, I think people sit back and they're like, really?
Yes.
Why is this taking so long?
You know, and it's
is it just so that lawyers get to make a lot of money? Is that why they drag this out? I mean, quite frankly, that's what people are saying.
We've been trying to get a court date for a year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when it takes you over a year to get into court, it's the process is so convoluted, and you know, we've got the best legal process in the world, but it's getting choked down right now. And you know, it's there's so many steps you've got to go through, and you know, you're right. We got so many lawyers involved that it really takes a while to get there. Mm-hmm. But we're pushing as hard and fast as we can. And the bad news is I don't know that there's a really good solution for the Omni.
Well, I know that the ordinance that you guys had passed previous was that the street would, in one side, one lane would be open.
Right.
Until the wind got up to a certain point.
Right.
Now, over the past few weeks, we've had the wind kick up there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that you don't monitor the enforcement of the ordinance, so I guess that would be...
Streets Department is supposed to monitor that and watch the winds and open and close that street as necessary. I'm assuming they've done that. I hadn't had any calls or complaints to the contrary. You know, the other thing is when Miss Joy made that motion, she made it for a 30-day period, which I'm still not sure why she limited it to 30 days of opening the streets. Because now what we're going to have to do is we've got to take more council action at the next meeting. So it will be readdressed again at the next meeting.
Well, isn't that going to put the expiration of that of the ordinance, or I guess was that an ordinance that you passed?
Resolution.
Okay, there you go. Isn't that going to put the expiration of the resolution after 30 days?
You know, I don't know. I'd have to go back and check and see. It might, and if it does, then the barricades will have to go back. Well, I say that. It'll be up to Streets Department to decide if they go back up. Here again, I think it was just the way that the motion was flawed in putting a 30-day limit on it, but we'll just have to go back and correct that.
Huh. It's kind of interesting.
You know, you just want to go camp out in front of this guy's house that owns this building and say, until he does something about it.
Well, you know, and that's where it's really frustrating for us. We're pushing as hard as we can legally push as a city to try to get the gentleman that owns the building to take care of it. And he's, quite frankly, he's just dug in and surrounded himself with attorneys.
You know, at one point I had said that I was in agreement with this because I thought it might have been a good idea. Laurel sat there and remember the day. And actually, I got an email, I believe it was, from Craig Pennington. Gave me an email when I think this is what I said, that I thought Victor had a good idea about, you know, when he was talking about just taking the stuff off there.
Were you drinking when you said that?
Well,
I was shocked. He said Victor had a good idea.
No, I said it might have been the best idea. Anyway, so Craig Pennington sends me this email. He goes, come on, Tom. Be careful what you wish for. But anyway,
what was the idea?
Taking the stuff off of the Omni building. But if we do that...
You know, we got some issues there. I can't discuss it because it's legal advice, but we don't own the building.
Right. I mean, you're taking somebody else's property.
Yeah.
Which, I know, you think you would be able to do that because he's not taking care of it.
Now,
but
I can say this
because
I'm not on the city payroll, but the thing is, if you take it and you make it not hazardous, then doesn't that negate the lawsuit? I mean, then it's not a hazard, right? KFYO 739 with Tom Laura and Mayor Glenn Robertson. You might want to tell everybody else what you were talking about because you didn't have your ears on. You couldn't hear, but you were saying these are the dusty kind or whatever.
Was I on the air when I said that?
Yeah, you were.
For real?
Yeah, for real.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were. I heard it.
Oh. Well, yeah, because you've got one ear hanging out of yours.
No, I heard it in the headphones.
Okay, well, I'm talking about Emerald brand cocoa roasted almonds, dark chocolate. They kind of have a dusty dark chocolate coating, and they're very good. There you go.
Well, thank you for sharing.
I won't even charge Emerald for that commercial.
Maybe they'll send you a free bag of nuts.
That'd be nice.
Like you needed one more. All right, Mayor Glenn Robertson. It was my understanding that all this foobar with the EUB and LPNL and the RFP and all that was about $700 million to construct a power generation facility in the thriving metropolis of Lubbock, Texas. Actually, that is not the case.
No, the RFP was put out, and it was a request for proposal for 30 years of power providing. A third party company to build or come up with the generation to provide us, sell us generation for 30 years.
Now, what does the bottom line look like on this 30-year bid?
Over $7 billion.
Wow.
$7 billion.
Yes. And that's the reason it's so critical that we're very careful, that we make sure that the bidding process is not flawed in any manner, and that we're getting the best possible deal on a level playing field for all bidders, for our citizens. Now, I will tell you, that's where we're headed now. We had a tremendous meeting yesterday between the entire Wetumpka board, the entire LPNL board, and the entire council. Met for about 2 hours. And with the exception of three people, two council members and one EUB member, everybody else, the vast majority, have decided to put all the nonsense behind us, move forward, come up with a good deal. People that 2 weeks ago were really embattled over the CEO issue, here again, the majority of them, with the exception of three people again, have decided that, you know what, that's history. We're going to put it behind us. I had Jerry Bell and Miss Blake yesterday, both of whom have been very, very supportive of the CEO, but willing at this point to say, you know what, it's history. Decisions have been made. We didn't agree with them, but we're going to do what we should do as a board member and realize that even though we were on the bottom side of the vote, it was a board vote, so it's history. Let's move down the road, and I applaud both of them for doing that, but I wish it was the case with everybody, but it's not. But they'll either move with us in trying to solve these problems, or we'll just leave them behind.
Okay. The other day I was, you know, kind of disgusted because I was reading some of the quotations in the paper, and I don't believe that this was a misquotation. But Emilio Abeda, who's on the EUB, had stated that he just kind of felt like Gary Zing was remembering as best he could. Now, I just kind of said, Emilio, 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 really? When you're making a decision and you're talking about $700 million.
$7 billion.
No, I get that. I get when I'm, at the time, I'm thinking right. $700 million. Now, you know, I have been punched in the forehead with the $7 billion with a B. Which basically is about 14 or 15 times that amount. I got to say, Emilio, what were you thinking when you said that?
You know, the question that I have, and it's a question I think that really needs to be answered. Why do we have today, why are there still people that want to keep information that I think is public information?
Well, yeah.
That the public deserves to know. Why are they continuing to try to block that? You know, we sit up there and we pound on the dice about transparency, and yet we've got people intentionally, council members and a board member, intentionally trying to impede the flow of information to the public and continually backing a situation where the proof is mounting daily that there's no defense. So it concerns me. I cannot imagine what would motivate these people to continue to fight a battle that there's no defense for.
I don't get it at all. Okay, as you stated, the vast majority of people, pretty much everybody but three, want to make this history and go forward.
Yes, and we're going to.
Okay. The thing is,
what do the other three want?
Nobody knows. I think they just want to fight. I don't know.
Okay.
But, you know, we're going to let them fight amongst themselves, those three. And we're just going to, like I said, we are going to move forward with or without them.
If we are moving forward, what we need to do, and if this is history, we need to finish it off, close the chapter, close the book, and move on. See you later, Gary. Bye. 744. We'll be right back. KFYO 749, 65 degrees on Friday morning. Welcome to the weekend. Hey, just a real quick note, Mayor. Are you going to go to this thing tomorrow night, the Marco Sutrell gig?
No.
In the Coliseum? Just wanted to throw this out there that for active veterans or active service members and their families, free admission to this deal. So I just thought that was kind of...
To what deal?
To the Marcus Luttrell
right,
thing.
But who is that? Explain who that is.
He is the lone survivor.
Mm-hmm.
200 Taliban came down on him because...
That movie is based on.
That's what the movie's based on. Well, this is the guy that the movie is about.
Mm-hmm.
Very inspirational. Still tickets available, 770-2000. That's select a seat. We were talking about Mayor... yesterday that you were encouraged because there were some good things that happened. You, in your words, quote, unquote, it was probably the best LPNL EUB meeting that you've ever been in attendance at.
Yes.
Just exactly, now this was a second session.
Actually, this was a early session. We started at 11 o'clock, special call meeting that I'd called between the entire council, the entire EUB, and all of the representatives on West Texas Municipal Power Association. And Wetumpa is the group of four cities, Lubbock, Floridata, Brownfield, and Tulia, that are banded together when it comes to electricity. Wetumpa actually buys our energy from Xcel and then sells it to all the four member cities. So it was a tremendous meeting. We made a lot of ground. We had great discussion. Here again, there was very, very little negative at all in that meeting. It was all positive about the two entities. We have to go together as the four cities. We're connected. We've got a great relationship. And like I said, this meeting probably needed to happen a year and a half ago, but it wasn't allowed to happen. We're in a different situation now where LPNL is in transition. And so it was very encouraging. And another thing I want to say is that they have hired a new gentleman. He's not the CEO. He's a like an assistant manager. We'd call him an ACM at the city. And I'm not sure what David's title is, but they've hired a new gentleman at LPNL. That's tremendous. This guy knows the utility business frontwards and backwards. He's going to be tremendous for us.
Where did he come from?
You know, I don't really even know. I didn't have a chance to visit with him that much after the meeting because we had run back over to city and have executive session. But every employee I've talked to is very encouraged. I had several people yesterday mention just breath of fresh air.
Who's this man? What's his name?
David, and I believe it's McCullough. Probably got the last name wrong, but...
Is this guy the heir apparent to the CEO ship?
You know, I don't know. That's entirely up to the board. But I will tell you from first impression, I think an extremely capable man wants to really be an asset to the city of Lubbock, and I think it's really going to help us move forward.
Mayor Glenn Robertson, after the city council meeting, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Right now, 7:52. 7:57 with Tom and Laura and Mayor Glenn Robertson, Lubbock's First News. Hope you're having a great day. Got kind of a nice morning on the outside. Been a little bit humid the last couple of days, but chance of rain still hanging in there.
Yeah. You know, we just had a honeymoon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a honeymoon. It's a full moon on a Friday the 13th.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's that inflammation is courtesy of Matt Crowe. Who is under the influence of chemotherapy as we speak.
That's unique information. I will tell you, my thoughts and prayers are with Matt. You talk about a good guy and they're going a tough situation, but we're thinking about them and glad to know that it's a honeymoon. That's... I was hoping I'd never have another one, but looks like I have.
You just did, yeah.
Well, this is kind of interesting, Mayor. Yesterday, he was telling us that, Matt told us that it was June 13th, 1919.
Wow.
Was the last full moon on Friday the 13th.
Yeah. And the next one is like, they had...
Let's put it this way. You're not going to be alive.
Yeah.
Well, that's an assumption.
Well, yeah, he is assuming
exactly,
a lot there, isn't
yes,
he?
Yes, yes.
We take good care of ourselves. We could live that long.
I doubt it.
Chocolate-covered almonds and chocolate-covered donuts. Staples of life.
Yes.
Hey, what
the next one is actually, we're going to have 2/13th full moons in 1 year in the year 2025.
Maybe you will be alive. I take that back. Sorry. Didn't mean to cut your lifespan short. I just thought it was going to be another, you know, whatever. I mean, 1913? Girl, that's 101 years ago.
To find a full moon
or 1919.
That falls on Friday the 13th in the month of June, however, will not happen until June 13th, 2098.
See there?
We will not be alive.
You're dead meat.
We might miss that one.
Mayor Glenn Robertson, thanks for being with
us. Thank you.
Appreciate you coming in and enjoying that daybreak coffee. Go to dbcr.com. Of course, all of our studio guests get to drink this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.